Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today in our in a new episode. And today, let's talk about three inspiring ways to find hidden gifts in a painful breakup. And I'm so excited about this episode, and the reason is because I wish I had something like this when I was going through the breakup that almost cost me my life years ago. It would have saved me literally years of experimentation and trial and error and trying to figure things out on my own. And so I really hope that you get the most value out of this episode. Please make sure to share it with someone that you feel like needs to listen to that. Tag me, comment, and also make sure to grab the free training that I prepared for you by clicking the link that you find in the description of this episode. It's going to take you to another page that explains the three steps that took me from pain to peace after the breakup that almost cost me my life years ago. So make sure to watch that. Now let's get right into it. Now, three inspiring ways to find hidden gifts in a painful breakup. Number one is give yourself time to do the inner work. And for you to give yourself time after a breakup, it means that it's better not to jump right into another relationship out of the get, just to try to get away from the pain or not to feel lonely. You see, anytime you try to run away from the pain, doing this, it takes away from the gifts and the great things that come with this pain. And so by trying to avoid the struggle or feeling the pain, we are ripping ourselves off the value that comes with this pain. And so my sharing with you today is that my invitation is just, I know that at first it could be so tempting to try to be with someone else because you're hurting so much. And so you don't want to be with your thoughts and your feelings alone on your own, especially if you don't have, you know, a good support system of friends and family and things like that. I know how it feels, because the last time I broke up with the person who was about to become my fiance years ago, the last time we broke up, I was in Kyiv, Ukraine, doing my postmaster's internship. I was all by myself, no friends, no family. I didn't even speak their language. And so I felt like I was the loneliest I've ever been in my life. And had I tried to jump into just, you know, having someone, you know, like trying to be with someone, I would have managed to distract myself from the pain, from feeling the loneliness and things like that. However, I wouldn't have gotten to the lowest point where I started having, you know, like literally a mental breakdown, a nervous breakdown in the middle of the night. And I started, you know, crying like crazy, and as a result, it got to a point where I was like, I can't continue struggling like that. I've been trying so hard for years, and it seems like things are not moving ahead. It's not working. And so, if I had continued to run away from the pain, I wouldn't have gotten to the point where I was like, enough is enough, and I have to do something about this. You know, So that's the number one thing that you need to do. Just learn how to sit with your pain and give yourself time to do the inner work. And by inner work, I mean looking beyond the breakup that you're going through. Okay, in terms of how do you feel about yourself? How did you feel about the relationship? Do you think this was the right person for you? Why do you think the relationship didn't work? Yes. What is it that you really want in a relationship? Like, if right now I give you, you could wave a magic wand, yes, and you could have the best relationship that you can possibly have in life. What would that relationship look like? Yes. And start writing about that. Yes. And then that brings me to step number two, which is seek clarity. Seek clarity, and clarity is it's I think it's the foundation for creating anything that's of value in our lives. I mean, think about it. Any time you would want to create something, number one, you have to get clear on what is it that you want to create. Otherwise, you'd be just, like going with the flow or moving on like autopilot. And that's it's not being intentional in life is it's a formula for disaster because you end up somewhere, but you'll never know whether that place is a place that you like or not. Yes. And so by seeking clarity, you are literally just setting your compass to a specific direction and saying, hey, like this is the place that I want to be heading towards. This is my North Star. And so what is it exactly that you seek clarity in? Number one, who you are. I know this might sound like a cliche, but believe me, there's so many people walking around in this life. They have never given themselves time to ask the questions that really matter. So it really does not hurt for you if you just take a few minutes and write a couple of pages about like who do you think you are? Where do you get your sense of worthiness in life? What is it that you want in this life? What do you want to create? And why do you want it? Because sometimes it's not going to be easy, especially at first. So you have to have strong emotions behind your wanting that would keep you going when things are not going smooth, yes. And then more importantly than these three questions, the next question, and that is, who do you want to become? Who do you want to become? If where you are is a place that you can't find happiness in, then you gotta ask yourself, where is it that where can I go and who can I become in order to feel the way I want to feel? And so for me, I had to sit down and think about all the people that I met in my life, the characteristics that I admired, people that I looked up to, and then I asked myself, like, what is it in those people that made them, special for me? Why do I look up to them? Is it their kindness, their compassion, their presence, their confidence? What is it? What is it about them? So, and then figure out that characteristic and start building yourself up to towards having that trait. Yes, and please understand that by doing this, you're not trying to become someone else who you're not. No. In this process, you are growing as a person. You are allowing yourself to expand the limits that you have imposed upon yourself over years, by having experiences that have not worked in the past. So what happened is that this is how I like to see things. When we're born, like as children, like kids, we come to this life as like a white sheet, like a white sheet of paper. We believe that we are limitless. We believe that we're courageous, that we're kind, that we can, that we're compassionate, that we're loving, that we're giving, that we're caring. Yes. So this is the default for all of us. But then we start having experiences in life, and then as a result of these experiences, we start changing. Yes, we start altering the emotions that we feel and how we perceive life around us. And so you start having a couple of experiences that have not gone well with people, and the next thing you know, you labeled people as untrustable. It's hard to trust people. Why? Because you've had experiences before where people betrayed you, And so what do you become? Like someone who does not trust people. Okay. So you change, right? And then let's try another one. You tried, like you attempted to do something, I don't know, start a business, start a band, or go acting. You have given it a couple of like trials, but it didn't work. Next thing you know, you're calling yourself a failure. Why? Because you had a couple or a few experiences that did not work, right? You start labeling yourself as a failure, and as a result, Your thoughts, your emotions, and your behaviors are all on alignment of the new belief that you have formulated, and that is, I am a failure, therefore I'm not going to try something else. I am a failure, therefore I'm going to stay the same, you know. I will never be successful, I'll never be happy because I'm such a failure, right? So these are the changes that happen over life, over time. So in number two, when you see clarity, you come back and say, okay, what are the characteristics that I would love to have again or create in my life in order to become the person that I personally look up to? And what kind of life do you want to live? What kind of, you know, like relationship do you want to have? Believe me, clarity is priceless. It's hard to hit a target in life if you don't know what the target is to begin with. So, number one, give yourself time to do the inner work. Two, seek clarity. And finally, number three, generate energy. And in life, it's hard to achieve anything if you don't have enough energy. And I can definitely attest to that, because in the past, when I tried to do so, especially something new, I often felt very exhausted, like extremely exhausted. Like after a couple of hours, I was just like, oh, I need a nap or something, you know. But then when I started my healing journey, I started meditating January 2019, and I have meditated every single day since the beginning of January 2019. Every single day, no exception, no matter what, I meditate. And the reason I meditate is that it helps me to regenerate my energy and to just allow all the negative and stale energy in my body to just, you know, be exerted, to go out. So you generate energy by, number one, being emotionally fit. And the best practice that I found so far was meditation. Number two, being physically fit, workout, and healthy eating. And number three is take time, take time to evaluate your relationships and your habits and what you do consistently, like on a daily basis, and try to get rid of the ones that drain you. Get rid of the people and the actions or like behaviors or habits that drain you mentally, emotionally, and physically. Like anytime you feel like you're depleted after doing something or talking to someone, then realize that this is something that you might consider stopping or, you know, cutting off your life. I'm not saying that you should go out right now and just like, you know, end your relationship with your friends or like family members. This is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that get clear on the relationships and the habits that give you the most results, and also the ones that drain you the most. So for me personally, I'll give an example. You don't have to follow the example I'm just giving you. I always love to give examples because it inspires you, and that's number one. Number two, it makes it more realistic, yes. And so for me, when I started doing this, the work on myself years ago, just like I said, I honestly cut a lot of relationships that were just like useless in my life. You know, these were people who I used to gossip to me. Anytime I talk to them, I feel like, oh, they just keep complaining. I did not feel that my presence in this person's life or his or her presence in my life added any kind of value. So it was like mutual, yes. And so I started making those decisions, and please understand that making these decisions is not easy. But you have to decide whether you're going to go full in and do whatever it takes so that you find so that you transform your life in every area, not just in your love life. Yes, because I believe that happiness, it does not just come from love life. It comes from being someone who understands how to be happy and fulfilled and successful. Yes, through like in a holistic approach in all areas of your life, right? And so I hope that you found value in today's sharing. Remember, give yourself time to do the inner work, seek clarity, generate energy. These are the three ways that could help you find gifts in a painful breakup. And I know that sometimes when you talk about, a gift in a painful breakup, come on, believe me, there has never been a really an experience in my life that's given me so much value and that helped me transform the most, more than my breakup experience, hands down. This is the number one experience that helped me transform. Why? Because the pain was excruciating. So it made me pay attention and realize that the kind of life that I was living in the past is not going to take me to where I want to go. And so I had to make those difficult decisions. Otherwise, I was going to continue to live in depression, anxiety, and just, like living in this victimhood state. And it was not something that I wanted to have anymore in my life. One more time, I invite you to watch the training that I created for you, 3 steps to go from pain to peace after painful breakup. Click the link that you find in the description of this episode. You're gonna find it there. And then also click the link to in the description to access or to become part of our free Facebook community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood, for more in-depth conversations about how to turn your breakup into the best thing that ever happened in your life. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.